So I'm going to be talking about the Quantum Open Source Foundation, and the goal of this talk is to first walk you through the story behind QOSF, how did we get to this point, what is QOSF about, and what's the future vision in terms of like missions and goals. And this talk is also going to be a lot about how you could potentially get involved, because none of this could be done entirely by Tomáš and myself and the core team of QOSF that I'll show you in a bit. So throughout this talk, I'm going to have this little small request duck, which is going to pop up at random places, and it's going to like just ask you about certain skill sets or things that you might be interested in. And if anyone is interested in helping, just drop us a message on the Slack channel, which you can join through this link, or send us an email. So first of all, what's the story behind the Quantum Open Source Foundation? It basically all started with a small GitHub project that back in the day I was hosting on my own GitHub, and by now it's like on the QOSF GitHub, and it's basically a list of all, well, we're trying it to be all, but there's always some missing, open source quantum projects. So we broke it down into different categories like full stack libraries, simulators, compilers, there's a category for quantum fun where we have quantum games and other things. And each category is broken down into programming languages. So the goal is that if someone wants to get into the space and maybe like, I don't know, start a project on a quantum simulator and they happen to be, or they might want to join a project and they're very comfortable in Common Lisp, they can go to the category for quantum simulators and then look for a Common Lisp subheader and actually find all the projects that are implemented in that particular programming language. Then, like Tomáš and myself had several publications, in the quantum computing space, and we worked with all of the various hardware players, D-Wave, IBM, Xanadu, and Rigetti, and at some point,